coming up.
Good news, maybe. T-Mobile offers free video streaming, but there's a catch. Details coming up on the Tech News Briefing.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. T-Mobile, you know the carrier, it has announced that it won't charge customers for the data they use to stream video from services like Netflix, Hulu, and HBO, but the videos that you stream will be lower quality. Is this a good trade-off? Here to break it down for us is Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Greta. Hey, Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you.
So if you can just give us a quick breakdown on what exactly T-Mobile plans to offer in this video streaming initiative.
Yeah, so they're going to allow their customers to stream as much video as they want over the cellular network through certain providers. Right now it covers 24 providers, a lot of names that you know, like Netflix and Hulu, Watch ESPN and such. And they're inviting anybody else to do this as well. They made a similar move with music last year. And it's an interesting move, sort of a surprising move for a lot of people, especially as video is really exploding over smartphones.
Right, and it is surprising because people are constantly watching video on their smartphones and smart devices. Could this compromise data revenue?
Well, that was the big question. Are they giving up the growth engine? Are they killing the golden goose? I think
right.
That is what people really wondered beforehand. They say no. They see this is going to be net positive for revenue. The trade-off for them is that video is very intensive on the network. So what they're doing is they're allowing people to stream as much as they want, but it's at a lower quality. So you're basically could stream three times as much video and using the same amount of data. So that relief that they get on the network, there is a benefit for them. And the flip side of that bet is that they think more customers will come.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a scale business. So, the more customers they get, the more revenue, the more profit. That is their bet. That the trade-off will be more people will come in. So there could be a per-person revenue hit. Yes, you individually may use less data. But their bet is that, five more people will come like you. And in the end, more money is coming in because you're paying your bills.
In terms of what they're offering, one thing that's missing is YouTube. And this is something that I'm seeing here accounts for about 20%, almost 20% of all cellular traffic in North America. And to put it into some perspective, Netflix accounts for 4%. How do they plan on making up for such a potential loss here?
Yeah, interesting. So what they say is that there are technical specifications that people have to meet for them to be in this program. Essentially, this is going through their network. So it's not in any smartphone. It's not any sort of software. It's through their network, and they need to be able to detect video. So they can detect the video, and then they can sort of optimize it at this lower definition stream. Now, YouTube and the technical specifications don't meet that right now. They say they're working with YouTube, that the companies are going to have to collaborate to solve the problems. The details aren't exactly clear, and they wouldn't give any sort of timeline as to when, but they did predict that YouTube will be part of it, but you're right. It's a huge amount of traffic. People use YouTube all the time. It was sort of an obvious hole yesterday when they were announcing all these services.
Is there any indication on how investors might react? I'd imagine they'd be a little concerned.
Yeah, I think the initial reaction, this came out late in the day. The initial reaction leading into it was of caution. Today, I think the stock's up a little bit. They addressed that pretty head on. They even said that, they're T-Mobile is majority owned by Deutsche Telekom. And they even said that Deutsche Telekom had some questions about this when they're in the planning phases about is this good for investors? They portrayed that Deutsche Telekom had come on board, that they had sold them on this. And I think, what we're seeing from sort of Wall Street analysts and such this morning is people see it as positive, because also amid all of this video push, they actually are raising prices. Their unlimited plan has gone up.
Right.
And the different tiers that they offer, they're offering some more data with them, but the prices have gone up.
Do you think this offers a chance there's a lot of competition as far as the cellular world goes. Do you think this could rock the boat and other companies could follow a similar suit?
I don't know. It's a really good question, and we'll have to see. These companies, if T-Mobile is wildly successful, These companies do tend to offer some sort of reaction.
Right.
They may shift around their data plans now that T-Mobile sort of raised prices and offering different buckets of data. They may shift around that. You know, we're heading into the holidays, and the fourth quarter is huge for the telecom companies. So there may be some offers and some promotions that are around here. But as far as video, you know, I don't know if an AT&T or Verizon would be offering free streaming of video. You know, it really is a big deal for them. Verizon has launched its own video service. AT&T has bought DirecTV. You know, they see wireless video as a big growth driver for the future. They talk about how they've really designed their entire network for years around delivering video. Mm-hmm. So to give that away, you know, I'm not sure. But, you know, we've been surprised again and again at some of the moves in the telecom industry.
Right, and we can never have too much data. Thomas Greta, thanks again for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you.
The program is aptly titled Binge On, and it's available to new customers starting November 15th. That wraps up your tech news briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Follow us on Twitter. We're at WSJPodcast. And subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.